Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio on this Phone a Bro, Can You Beat Kirk Friday. More on this in due course. The mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, along with Al Sharpton and other activists, painted Black Lives Matter right outside Trump Tower. Isn't that vandalism? So that's going to, they're defunding the police, or taking, what, is it $1 billion from the police budget? I guess they're using the money for paint and brushes. The majority of the Seattle City Council has pledged to support a plan laid out by advocates to defund the police by 50%. Now, you are a Seattle resident, you're a Seattle business owner, and you pick up your local newspaper, the Seattle Intelligencer, and you read that the police are going to be defunded to the tune of 50%. Can you say hello, Texas? A Bath and Body Works manager has confirmed that she did, in fact, curse at a customer because he wore a Trump mask that triggered her. You know, like the flag triggered the gentleman in Seattle who considered the flag to be hate speech and attacked a guy who was waving it. A former NFL player says it's not enough for the NFL to play the black national anthem before the games. We need more black coaches. We need more black managers. We need more black owners. I'll volunteer to own a team. I don't have the money, but can I throw my hat in the ring? The Supreme Court has given a mixed ruling on President Trump's tax returns. The Senate has requested them. The state of New York has requested them. And the Supreme Court has ruled that, well, you need to really explain why you want these records so it all goes back to the courts. Bottom line is, from a political standpoint, President Trump has won because no matter what, his records will not be released before the November election. So to the extent that he did not want to be hurt by whatever it is, and it's his tax returns, the likelihood of them being released before the election is close to zero. So Trump has won that. Speaker Nancy Pelosi was asked about taking down Columbus statues as they've done in her hometown of Baltimore. You know what she said? Well, she said, well, people are going to do what people are going to do.
Respectfully, shouldn't that be done by a commission or the city council, not a mob in the middle of the night throwing it into the harbor?
People will do what they do. I do think that from a...
You hear that? Well, don't you think that there ought to be some sort of reasoned debate over what we should do about these statues as opposed to them being thrown in the harbor? And say, people do what they do.
Respectfully, shouldn't that be done by a commission or the city council, not a mob in the middle of the night throwing it into the harbor?
People will do what they do.
People are going to do what they do. 911, what's your emergency? Somebody's breaking in my house. Well, people are going to do what they're going to do. I just got to tell you. 911, what's your emergency? There's a man, he's attacking me. Hey, people are going to do what they're going to do. Really? Democrats? And I know you listen to the show. I'm a dirty pleasure. I know that I am. Are you okay with that? Are you okay with the Speaker of the House, second in line to the presidency, not third, second in line to the presidency, when asked, are you okay with them tearing down the Columbus statue and throwing them into the harbor in your hometown of Baltimore? And her answer is, people are going to do what they're going to do. Are you okay with that?
Respectfully, shouldn't that be done by a commission or the city council, not a mob in the middle of the night throwing it into the harbor?
People will do what they do.
Now, Donald Trump, well, the virus is going to do what the virus is going to do. Ah! Is anybody going to stick a mic in Nancy Pelosi's face, any of these mainstream reporters, and say, excuse me, Madam Speaker, do you just now say about tearing down statues, people are going to do what they're going to do? Are you suggesting you're perfectly okay with people tearing down statues because, after all, people are going to do what they're going to do? Is that what you just said? Nothing. Nothing. Nobody cared.
Respectfully, shouldn't that be done by a commission or the city council, not a mob in the middle of the night throwing it into the harbor?
People will do what they do. I do think that from a safety standpoint, it would be a good idea to have it taken down if the community doesn't want it. I don't know.
From a safety standpoint, it would be a good idea to have it taken down if the community doesn't want it. So the tearing down of the statue and throwing them into the harbor is a demonstration that the community did not want it. So therefore, it was okay.
That it has to be a commission, but it just could be a community view. And sometimes...
Oh, it could be a commission. It just could be a community view. It could be a couple of people with some ropes. Hard to say. You know, these things vary. People are going to do what they're going
to
do.
Yeah, to have it taken down if the community doesn't want it. I don't know that it has to be a commission, but it just could be a community view. And sometimes...
Well, then that means you don't support them throwing the statue into the harbor, having ripped it down, because you think there ought to be some sort of procedure, right? But you didn't say that for... You said, hey, they're going to do what they're going to do.
It's something that's been there, that view has been there for a while. But let's just say...
Yeah.
I always say to young people children who come to the Capitol, when you look around, you see statues to people in Washington, monuments and the rest, who we respect, Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, you know, heroes. They would want us to be talking about the future.
So you referred to Washington and Jefferson just now as heroes, did she not? A reporter from CNN referred to Mount Rushmore as a monument to two slave owners.
Who we respect, Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, you know, heroes. They would want us.
So Nancy Pelosi just referred to Washington and Jefferson, of course Lincoln, as heroes. Then you surely object to CNN referring to Mount Rushmore as a monument to slave owners, right?
To be talking about the future.
But she wasn't asked that, was she? Of course not.
Sure. Your future. So everything we do here is about you. It's not necessarily...
CNN reporter covering Trump's speech, Mount Rushmore?
Kicking off the Independence Day weekend, President Trump will be at Mount Rushmore, where he'll be standing in front of a monument of two slave owners and on land wrestled away from Native Americans.
Two slave owners on land wrestled away from Native Americans. Did you feel that way when Hillary Rodham Clinton visited Mount Rushmore? Did you feel that way when Senator Barack Obama, running for president, went to Mount Rushmore in 2008 with Michelle and his kids? Did you feel that way then?
Kicking off the Independence Day weekend, President Trump will be at Mount Rushmore, where he'll be standing in front of a monument of two slave owners and on land wrestled away from Native Americans.
Wow. When we come back, Don Lemon, the resident CNN theologian, says that Jesus Christ admitted he was not perfect. When and where did this admission take place? 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243.
Call in now and join the conversation. 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243.
Larry, this is Tom from Dayton, Washington. Love your show. Saw the movie. Amazing. Just amazing. Exceeded the expectations that I had, which were pretty high. But you guys nailed it. Also, I recently heard on your show somebody referred to you and your ilk. Just wanted you to know I'm proud to be part of your ilk. Maybe we should change being an Eldorado to being a deplorable. We could be Larry Elder's deplorables, but that would go to ED, so that's not good. Maybe we could be Elder's deplorable ilk. Proud to be part of your ilk. Keep up the good work.
Larry Elder, I don't care if this message is played on the air because you haven't played one of my messages yet. And I'm a white Jew. I live in South L.A. okay? You probably live in Beverly Hills. You are the El Dursky and the Sage of South L.A. and all that good stuff. I want to see you come down to South L.A. I want to see Alan West, you had on your show today, come down to South L.A. Because all I see in South L.A. are prostitutes walking the streets with no mask on, spreading diseases. The cops roll right by them. I see the pimps. I see the drug dealers, and I don't see no Larry Elder. I don't see no President Trump. I see some dumbed-down people. That's what I want, Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactory.com studio. Mike Lindell is making face masks and is giving them to hospitals all around the country. He's also offering fantastic discounts for you. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials. Check out the buy one, get one freeze on a variety of products, including the Supima My Pillows, the Giza Dream Sheets, the My Pillow Towels, the Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, the Duvet Covers, the Giza Pillow Cases, the Bolster Pillows, the Neck Pillows. Plus, if you buy Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, you're going to get free shipping and a $25 gift card. Just go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code Larry, or call 800-890-1843. Again, make sure to use promo code Larry. Sounds like a gentleman is probably not very happy that the mayor of L.A. is going to take some $150 million from the police and combine that with another $100 million for $250 million in youth programs for blacks. Sounds like the gentleman probably feels that the money should be spent to provide greater police protection in South Central. I don't see you in South Central. What is it you want me to do? You want me to just kind of just drop by South Central and wave to people? What do you want me to do? Hand out masks to hookers? I have property in South Central. The home where I grew up, still there. Still visit there. Visited South Central all the time when my mom and dad were there. And every now and then I'd drive by and I'd see somebody who'd recognize me and they'd go, "What are you doing here?" And I would say, "What are you doing here? I've been here before you are. In fact, you actually show me your papers." And they start laughing. Like I'm afraid to go to where I was born and raised. But you don't live in South Central, really? And Frank Sinatra didn't live in Hoboken. Grow up. Now, yesterday we were talking about the various people we like, who, if we apply the zero tolerance cancel culture standard that people are applying today, then a whole lot of people would be canceled. The John Wayne Airport is in Orange County, and there is a move now to rename the airport because of an interview that John Wayne gave in 1971, I think it was, in Playboy magazine, where he said some things that were deemed to be racially insensitive. And I told you yesterday that Martin Luther King used to have a advice column, Ebony Magazine. And some closeted gay young man wrote and asked for advice. And MLK gave him the kind of advice that people gave gay people advice in the 1950s, which was, well, you know, you recognize you have a problem, pray, and find a really good psychiatrist and consult the psychiatrist and see what you can do about rectifying your situation. Now, that kind of advice would be deemed to be homophobic today. You want to hold MLK to that standard? Bobby Kennedy? Bobby Kennedy was the AG for his brother. And to my knowledge, Bobby Kennedy had never served one day at a law firm. But anyway, he was the AG. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine if Donald Trump made his brother the AG of the United States? Anyway, so Bobby Kennedy was AG. And he is beloved. The song by Dion, anybody see my old friend Abraham, Martin, and John? He works in Bobby a little bit in the song. Well, he approved J. Edgar Hoover's request to wiretap MLK. Harry Truman, respected by both Republicans and Democrats, in a letter he wrote to a friend, referred to Jews with the K word and called New York K-Town. Something that Jesse Jackson did years later and apologized for. And Harry Truman was instrumental in the recognition of the modern state of Israel. Now, I also talked to you about some of these Confederate generals whose statues are being taken down. One of them, General William Mahone, was one of Robert E. Lee's best commanders. He owned slaves before the Civil War, but after the war, he led an interracial political movement. It was called the Readjuster Party. He became a leader, and it was the most successful interracial political alliance in the post-emancipation South. He was elected to Senate in 1881. At the time, the Senate was split 37-37 between Republicans and Democrats, but he aligned with Republicans, and the party that was founded two decades earlier by Northerners trying to stop slavery. And for a period of time, his readjusted party dominated Virginia, with a governor in the state house, two readjusters in the Senate, and readjusters representing six of the state's 10 congressional districts. Again, this is a party of interracial political alliance. He also, the party, the readjusters in Virginia also established what became Virginia State University, the first state-supported college to train black teachers. Democrats hated the readjusters and hated the Republicans and called them advocates of black domination, end of quote. Then there's Lieutenant General James Longstreet, again, another one of Lee's favorite generals. He became a Republican after the war, served in Republican administrations, and fought a battle against the racist White League in New Orleans. He urged Southerners to support the Republican Party, endorsed their candidate Ulysses S. Grant for president in 1968. Speaking of Grant, he also has been canceled. He owned a slave before the Civil War, and of course, was a successful commander to lead the Union to victory, became president, became a head of the NRA, which was one of its purposes was to train people, including black people, how to defend themselves. I want to tell you about another Southern Confederate general named Patrick Claiborne. Rose to the rank of major general, and then his career stalled. I'll explain why. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder.
Larry posts new excerpts of the show on YouTube every day. Just go to youtube.com/ The Larry Elder Show Radio and click on the subscribe button. Welcome back to the Larry Elder Show.
Hi, Larry. This is Ken in Oakland. Anyway, hey, I love the job you guys do for the American people. Listen, it's obvious to me that the Democratic Party wants to turn the United States into a socialist country or a communist country like China, Soviet Union, or Russia. Anyway, that's what they want to do. And this defund the police movement, I was, I'm a law-abiding citizen now, but I was a criminal for a lot of years. And I'm telling you, you do not want to defund the police. The people that are talking about this are licking their chops that people are even thinking about it. They are criminals themselves, and they are waiting for the opportunity to just rob and break the law. I mean, all laws. Anyway, thanks for everything you guys do. Thanks. Bye.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio on this Phonebrew Friday. And every day we post a couple of excerpts, sometimes three or four of them, from the show on our new YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/TheLarryElderShowRadio. And go to my website, LarryElder.com, and subscribe to our podcast. We take all the commercial interruptions out. And for the first month, it's just 99 cents.
Thank you,
can hear
Larry
the show how often you want, as many times as you want, on whatever device you want. Just go to LarryElder.com. And also follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. The Beat Kirk categories are presidents, sports, children's books, inventions, and an audio clue. Popular music of the 1990s. Woo! So if you're strong in popular music of the 1990s, presidents, sports, children's books, and inventions, stick around for the final hour and we can play a little bit of Can You Beat Kirk? More on this in due course. Now, I told you about those two Confederate generals who became advocates of integration after their defeat. Here's another one. His name is Patrick Claiborne. It's spelled C-L-E-B-U-R-N-E, but it's pronounced Claiborne. He's born in Ireland, came to America, sided with the Confederate States because he, at some point, moved to Mississippi, and he was really, really impressed with how gracious and welcoming and warm Southerners were. He didn't have any particular quarrel with slavery one way or the other, but he really liked Southern people, so he sided with the South during the war. He was a very, very able commander. His soldiers fought at the Battle of Chickamauga. He successfully resisted a much larger Union force that was then under General Sherman, the celebrated Union general. And his ability to hold terrain, hold ground with others that failed, gained him the nickname of Stonewall of the West. There's Stonewall Jackson. This was Stonewall of the West. But by 1863, to him, it became obvious that the Confederacy was losing. And in 1964, war still going on, he called together the leadership of the Army of Tennessee and put forth a proposal to emancipate all slaves. Quote, emancipating the whole race upon reasonable terms and within such reasonable time, close quote, in order to, quote, enlist their sympathies, close quote, to hopefully that they would enlist in the Confederate Army to secure Southern independence. Needless to say, his proposal went over like expelling gas in church. And as a result, his promotion stalled. He was passed over several times for corps commander, remained a division commander until his death, and was killed in battle. But the man at some point realized they were losing the war. He wasn't particularly fond of slavery one way or the other anyway, and said, let's emancipate the slaves. They'll be so grateful, they'll help to fight. Now, where do you put this guy? Kind of messy, isn't it? Now, we were talking about the defund the police movement. The majority of city council is now on board with the proposal to decrease the amount of money spent on the cops by 50%. And the mayor of Bill de Blasio, while there's been an increase in homicides in New York, well, he's taking to the streets to help a group paint Black Lives Matter outside Trump Tower.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio was helping a group paint Black Lives Matter on the street right outside Trump Tower today. We understand he has now done his photo op, did some painting with the Reverend Al Sharpton, and left the scene. All of this despite President Trump himself criticizing this idea last week.
I mean, this whole thing, it's a clown show. Al Sharpton down there? No justice, no peace? Tell the Jews to pin their yarmulkes on their heads and come over to my house?
All across America, The Larry Elder Show.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio was helping a group paint Black Lives Matter on the street right outside Trump Tower today. We understand he has now done his photo op, did some painting with the Reverend Al Sharpton, and left the scene. All of this despite President Trump himself criticizing this idea last week. The president tweeted this, NYC is cutting police funding by $1 billion, and yet the mayor is going to paint a big, expensive yellow Black Lives Matter sign on Fifth Avenue, denigrating this luxury avenue. This will further antagonize New York's finest, who love New York and vividly remember the horrible BLM chant, pigs in a blanket. Fry him like bacon. The mayor called those comments the definition of racism. Lawrence, I come to you as this visual is being shored up now. It looks like they're putting the finishing touches on it.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. A New York Times reporter says there's no evidence that COVID-19 poses a serious risk for kids, nor is there evidence that wearing masks will slow down the spread of the disease. I didn't say it. New York Times reported, so it must be true. We'll talk about that later on. Bill de Blasio says by painting Black Lives Matter in front of Trump Tower, it's an example of the kind of action we can take to show how much we care about black people. don't have a job. Let's paint Black Lives Matter in front of a Trump Tower. Send your kid to a school where only 3% of kids can do math at grade level. Let's paint Black Lives Matter in front of Trump Tower. Job threatened by an illegal alien who's unskilled, putting downward pressure on your wages. Let's paint Black Lives Matter in front of Trump Tower. Minimum wage laws, price unskilled black teens out of work, those who are looking for work during the summers, over 50% in the inner city, unemployment rate. But let's paint Black Lives Matter in front of Trump Tower. Really? One more thing about this Confederate general, Patrick Claiborne. He's the one, again, in 1864, he said, we're losing the war. We should emancipate blacks immediately, and then maybe some of them will help to fight on our side so that we can have Southern independence. And the proposal was met with stunned disbelief. It was attacked as a, quote, abolitionist conspiracy by a general named William Walker, who was a rival for promotion. And Walker eventually persuaded the commander of the Army of Tennessee, General Braxton Bragg, that Claiborne was politically unreliable and undeserving of further promotion. So three times in the summer of 1863, he was passed over for corps commander, remained a division commander until his death, speaking of which, he was killed in 1864 in a battle to assault Union fortifications that he opposed, but was ordered to do it and was killed. Now, there are several geographical areas named after Patrick Claiborne, including Claiborne County in Alabama and in Arkansas, city of Claiborne, Texas. There's a place in Franklin, Tennessee that is now known as Claiborne Park. That was where he was killed. Now, what do we do about all of these dedications to this former Confederate commander, Patrick Claiborne, who near the end of the war felt that black slaves should be free? What do we do about this? What do we do about, as I said yesterday, Andrew Young? It's hard to overstate how respected Andrew Young was in this country. He marched with MLK. He was with MLK when he was assassinated in Tennessee. That famous a picture of several of aides of to MLK pointing to where the gunshot came from, rifle shot came from. One of those pointing was Andy Young. Extremely well-regarded. Ran for, became a congressman in Atlanta, became mayor of Atlanta, became the first black ambassador to the United Nations, and became a consultant to Walmart. Don't know what they paid him, but I'm sure it was very lucrative. And when he was a consultant to Walmart, Andy Young was interviewing with a black newspaper called the Los Angeles Sentinel. And I guess he got loose, got comfortable, who knows. And the interviewer said, well, a lot of people feel that Walmart is displacing these mom-and-pop stores. And Andy Young responded, yeah. And it's good. These are Arabs who are running these mom-and-pop stores. And, quote, they ran the mom-and-pop stores out of my neighborhood. But you see, those are the people who have been overcharging us, selling us stale bread and bad meat and wilted vegetables. And they sold out and retired to Florida. I think they've ripped off our communities enough. First it was the Jews. Then it was the Koreans. Now it's the Arabs. Very few black folks own these stores, end of quote. Are you kidding me? I mean, he didn't just stop at Arabs, Jews and Koreans. And of course he apologized, but Walmart dropkicked him. Now, under our cancel culture, do we ignore the fact that he said this? I mean, you are all hot and bothered about what John Wayne said to Playboy magazine in 1971 when he said, well, blacks are only 10% of the population. They can't expect to be in everything or something to that effect. Oh, my God, what a bigot. What about this? Now, Bill de Blasio doing what he can to help black people. Look how condescending and insulting this is.
Finally, before I let you go, Mayor de Blasio, you were on Fifth Avenue. You were painting on the street right in front of Trump Tower a Black Lives Matter big, big sign. Tell us why you decided.
Now keep in mind, Fifth Avenue has been trashed and looted, and now you have a mayor painting on the street in front of Trump Tower. What a wonderful role model.
Finally, before I let you go, Mayor de Blasio, you were on Fifth Avenue. You were painting on the street right in front of Trump Tower a Black Lives Matter big, big sign. Tell us why you decided to do that right in front of Trump Tower, of all places.
Wolf, it was such an important message. The people of the city believe Black Lives Matter, and we wanted to send that message to our whole city, but to our whole nation. And in fact, here was an opportunity for the President of the United States to show respect for the fact that that's what we value here.
So you were showing respect for the black community by painting Black Lives Matter in front of Trump Tower. You were showing respect for the black community.
And what did he do? He literally tweeted that writing Black Lives Matter on Fifth Avenue would, quote unquote, denigrate the luxury of that avenue.
Which is exactly what you wanted him to do, which is why you did it. Don't you clowns have anything else to do? Aren't you worried about your economy? Aren't you worried about all the people who've lost their jobs? Aren't you worried about all the people who left New York? No, let's paint Black Lives Matter in front of Trump Tower. That'll show him.
You're listening to The Larry Elder Show. Share excerpts of today's show from Larry Elder's YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/The Larry Elder Show Radio and click on the subscribe button.
That is pure racism. That is acting like an acknowledgement of the value of black people is somehow belittling.
Painting Black Lives Matter acknowledges the value of black people.
When in fact, what we're trying to do is lift up people who have built this city and built America and haven't been given their respect.
By painting Black Lives Matter in front of Trump Tower, we are lifting up black people. We're giving them jobs. We're giving them education. Giving them health care by painting Black Lives Matter in front of Trump Tower.
And it can't just be words, Wolf. It has to be action. So
we didn't just paint words. We painted action.
Taking resources from our police department and putting it into youth programs.
Youth programs. You know, Monopoly and finger painting and midnight basketball. You know, youth programs that will empower the community to have more youth programs.
We're acknowledging institutional racism and coming up with specific plans to tear it down.
We are acknowledging it, and we're going to come with plans to tear it down. Tear it down. Where exactly is it located? Is it in Times Square? Is the institutional racism in Midtown Manhattan? Is it in Queens? Is it in Long Island?
We need to take this transcendent moment and get the most out of it. But the president, rather than having a chance to acknowledge...
We need to take this transcendent moment, this moment of transcendent when George Floyd was killed by a cop. We need to take this moment and move it into something transcendent.
America's original sin. He literally made it worse.
President Trump made slavery worse. America's original sin, he made it worse. Trump made original sin worse by criticizing us painting Trump Lives Matter and Black Lives Matter and Trump Tower.
But the president, rather than having a chance to acknowledge America's original sin, he literally made it worse. By suggesting that, you know, honoring black people on Fifth Avenue would somehow make it less valuable or luxurious.
No, he thinks that painting Black Lives Matter on Fifth Avenue to advance the cause of black people is pretty stupid. That's what he thinks, Mayor.
I gotta tell you, people are outraged by that, but more importantly, they're speaking out, and folks today felt jubilant and triumphant. We were not
jubilant.
Denigrating Fifth Avenue. We were liberating Fifth Avenue by...
Whoa. We were not denigrating Fifth Avenue. We were liberating Fifth Avenue by painting Black Lives Matter in front of Trump Tower. You see, we were liberating it. Who knew they were enslaved?
Are outraged by that, but more importantly, they're speaking out, and folks today felt jubilant and triumphant. We were not denigrating Fifth Avenue. We were liberating Fifth
Avenue. Free Fifth Avenue! Free Fifth Avenue! Free Fifth Avenue!
In front of
Free Sex Fifth Avenue! Who knew? I see a Nobel Peace Prize coming, don't you? I just looked around.
Larry Elder, all true, all devastating.
Has anybody here seen my old friend John?